This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 89.
В эфире 89-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим о разных этапах какого-то определенного действия, например, изготовление шкатулки, заварки чая или приготовление определенного блюда. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Box.
Коробка, шкатулка.
Builder.
Строитель, строительная компания.
Drill.
Сверло.
Edge.
Край.
Equipment.
Оборудование.
Foot. Feet.
Foot. Футы. Мера длины приблизительно 30,5 сантиметров.
Glue.
Клей.
Hole.
Дыра.
Piece.
Кусок.
Project.
Проект, работа.
Sandpaper.
Наждачная бумага.
Screws.
Винты, шурупы.
Shelf.
Полка.
Shop.
Мастерская, цех.
Skills.
Умения, навыки, ремесло.
Step.
Шаг.
Step by step.
Шаг за шагом.
Tool.
Инструмент.
Wood.
Дерево.
To fasten.
Скреплять.
To finish.
Закончить, завершить.
To paint.
Красить, покрасить.
To sand.
Шлифовать, зачищать наждачной бумагой.
To saw.
Пилить, распиливать.
To keep busy.
Быть занятым, заняться чем-нибудь.
Rough.
Неровный, необработанный.
Smooth.
Гладкий. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер находится в деревообделочной мастерской и беседует с инструктором, который обучает подростков изготавливать из дерева разные вещи.
First, tell me a little about this project, Isaiah.
These young men and women don't have any work. They can't find jobs.
Do they all live in this neighborhood?
Yes, they do. There's nothing for them to do. We started this project to keep them busy and to teach them some skills.
Isaiah, I want to ask you some more questions. But first, let's see what some of the people are doing.
Okay, let's look at Wendell's work. He's making a shelf. It's almost finished.
Hi, Wendell. I'm Martin.
Hi.
What's the shelf for?
I'm making it for my mother. It's for the kitchen.
It's really good. How did you do it?
Tell him exactly what you did.
Everything?
From the beginning.
Isaiah gave me the wood, one long piece and one shorter piece.
The wood is given to us by a local builder. Go on.
First, I sawed the long piece into two pieces. One piece is the top, and the other is the back of the shelf.
Did you sand it then to make it smooth?
Not then. Next, I cut these pieces. That's a lot of work. Then I fastened it all together. These pieces make it strong.
How did you fasten it?
Look on the back. See these screws? First, I put in the holes.
How?
With a drill. Next, I put glue on all the edges. Then I put the pieces together and put in the screws. All finished.
Not quite.
Oh, I forgot. Next, I sanded it. Look at these edges. They were very rough. I made those smooth.
How?
With this sandpaper. That's a lot of work, too. But I'm almost finished.
Then what?
Then I'm going to paint it red. It's for my mother's birthday. She likes red.
Wendell, have you ever made anything with wood before?
I've never made anything before.
Thanks for talking to me. It looks very nice.
See you.
Few of the young people in here have ever made anything before. That's what is exciting about it. You see someone like Wendell. He was able to finish something like that for the first time.
He's learned the steps for making a shelf. Will he make something else?
I think so. He's learned to go step by step. First you do this, next you do this. Then you do this. It's important in any work.
Часто нам нужно объяснить процесс создания какой-либо вещи по этапам. Послушайте, как Мартин рассказывает обо всем, что делает Вендел, и описывает его работу шаг за шагом. Обратите внимание на слова, которые открывают предложение.
First I sawed the long piece into two pieces. Next I cut these pieces. Then I fastened it all together. First I put in the holes. Next I put glue on all the edges. Then I put the pieces together and put in the screws. Next, I sanded it. Then I'm going to paint it red.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
First, I brush my teeth. First, I brush my teeth. Next, I take a shower. Next, I take a shower. Then I have breakfast. Then I have breakfast.
First, I fix my breakfast. First, I fix my breakfast. Next, I eat it. Next, I eat it. Then I go to work. Then I go to work.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и подробно объясните, как вы завариваете чай.
What do you do first?
Говорите. First, I pour some water into the kettle.
What do you do next?
Живее. Next, I put the kettle on.
What happens then?
Then I pour some boiling water on the tea.
Anything else?
Next, I add some sugar and drink it.
You must be very happy with the work the young people are doing here.
It's the most interesting thing I've ever done.
Мартин по-прежнему находится в деревообделочной мастерской, где подростки обучаются изготовлению разных вещей из дерева. Он беседует с ними и преподавателем.
Isaiah, I really like what you're doing here. Where do you get the money for all this?
It doesn't take much money. The shop was part of this school. The school closed, but the city lets us use the shop and the tools.
How do you get new tools and equipment?
We ask people for the things we need. We never buy anything.
Like the wood that you get from the builders?
Yes, like that. We ask stores. Sometimes we ask people we know. I am paid by the city.
How is that?
I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 10 years.
Did they ask you to do this project?
No, I asked them. I started the project. I wanted to do this.
That's wonderful.
First, I told them what I wanted to do. Then I told them where I wanted to do it. Next, I told them how much it would cost. They talked about it. Finally, they said okay.
Let's talk to another person.
Here's Vera. She's new.
Hi, Vera. I'm Martin Lerner. It's my first time here. How long have you been here?
2 days.
What are you making?
A box. Isaiah said it was the easiest thing. It's for my little sister.
What for?
For her things. For her toys and things like that.
How big is it going to be?
It's 2.5 feet long. It's 1 foot wide and 1 foot deep.
Tell Martin how you did it.
It's not finished.
Tell him what you've done so far.
First, I cut 3 pieces. These are the bottom and the 2 sides. Then I cut 2 square pieces. They're the ends of the box. That's all.
What happens next? How will you finish it?
I'll fasten the bottom and sides together with screws. Next, I'll put on the ends.
Are you going to paint it?
Can I?
Of course you can. Anyone can paint.
Then I'll paint it blue.
I think we can find blue paint.
Your sister will like the box. How old is your sister?
She's 5 years old.
Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
These young men and women are not in school.
That's right. They quit before they finished.
What are they learning here, then?
How to make something. How to take care of tools. How to work together. A lot of things.
I want to come back and talk to you again.
Мартин повторяет шаг за шагом все, что Вера будет делать, изготавливая шкатулку.
First I cut 3 pieces. Then I cut 2 square pieces. I'll fasten the bottom and sides together with screws. Next I'll put on the ends. Then I'll paint it blue.
При этом мы обычно употребляем такие слова, как first – сначала, next – затем, then – потом. Мы можем также употреблять числительные first, second, third,
fourth. Во-первых, во-вторых, в-третьих и так далее. Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
First, the instructor told the teenagers what he wanted to do. First, the instructor told the teenagers what he wanted to do. Second, he told them where he wanted to do it. Second, he told them where he wanted to do it. Third, he told them how to do it. Third, he told them how to do it.
First, I go to the store and buy vegetables and fruit. First, I go to the store and buy vegetables and fruit. Second, I wash them and clean them. Second, I wash them and clean them. Third, I eat them. Third, I eat them.
Эти вводные слова не всегда нужны, но они помогают вашему собеседнику проследить все этапы процесса. Ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и назовите три последовательных действия при варке яйца.
What do you do first?
Говорите. First, you boil some water.
What do you do second?
Живее. Second, you put an egg into it.
What do you do third?
Third, you cook it for 3 minutes and take it out.
When would you like to come back, Martin?
Could I come back next week?
That would be fine. See you then.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Коробка, шкатулка.
Box. Box.
Строитель, строительная компания.
Builder. Builder.
Сверло.
Drill. Drill.
Край.
Edge. Edge.
Оборудование.
Equipment. Equipment.
Foot. Мера длины приблизительно 30,5 сантиметров.
Foot. Foot.
Клей.
Glue. Glue.
Дыра.
Hole. Hole.
Кусок.
Piece. Piece.
Проект, план.
Project. Project.
Наждачная бумага.
Sandpaper. Sandpaper.
Винты, шурупы.
Screws. Screws.
Полка.
Shelf. Shelf.
Мастерская, цех.
Shop. Shop.
Умения, навыки, ремесло.
Skill. Skill.
Шаг.
Step. Step.
Инструмент.
Tool. Tool.
Дерево.
Wood. Wood.
Глаголы. Скреплять.
To fasten. To fasten.
Закончить, завершить.
To finish. To finish.
Покрасить.
To paint. To paint.
Шлифовать, зачищать наждачной бумагой.
To sand. To sand.
Пилить, распилить.
To saw. To saw.
Заняться чем-нибудь.
To keep busy. To keep busy.
Прилагательные. Неровный, необработанный.
Rough. Rough.
Гладкий.
Smooth. Smooth.
В
Выражение «шаг за шагом».
Step by step. Step by step.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 89-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим о событиях далекого прошлого. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения следующего урока. Скот.
Cattle.
Скотовод.
Cattleman.
Ковбой, пастух.
Cowboy.
Трудность, трудности.
Difficulties, difficulties.
Золото.
Gold.
Герой.
Hero.
Участок поселенца. Homestead.
Homestead.
Охотник.
Hunter.
Верхом на лошади.
On horseback.
Железная дорога.
Railroad.
Гора.
Mountain.
Ранчо. Скотоводческая ферма.
Ranch.
Фермер. Скотовод.
Rancher.
Поселенец. Колонист.
Settler.
Охотник, ставящий капкан. Траппер.
Trapper.
Открывать, обнаруживать, находить.
To discover.
Разводить.
To raise.
Разводить скот.
To raise cattle.
Сгонять.
To round up.
Сгонять скот.
To round up the cattle.
Гнать.
To drive.
Гнать скот.
To drive the cattle.
Зарабатывать деньги.
To make money.
Трудный.
Difficult.
Независимый.
Independent.
Бедный.
Poor.
Богатый.
Rich.
Влажный.
Wet.
Ветреный.
Windy.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.